case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Do you know your neighbours?
Yeah. My neighbourhood is actually very, very friendly.
I do not know my current neighbours, but growing up, we were really close with our neighbours. We had Christmas with them like every year for 10 years.
Yeah.
Very handy. Side note, it's much easier to drive home when you're just walking to your neighbour's house after Christmas lunch. But for some people out there in the world, they do not get along with their neighbours for whatever reason. Yeah. And sometimes people get a little bit petty about it. They put up with the crap for long enough. They're like, nope, I'm going to fix this once and for all.
Okay.
And there are some great stories out there.
Right.
And we have a post up on our Facebook page for you to share yours. But I thought I would share some that I have found this morning about petty neighbours.
Should we get in the mood?
Yeah.
Neighbours.
I wouldn't suggest doing these things because they might actually get you in trouble. But they're still fun for us
we
to
don't
talk about.
These.
So this one says, when I was 10, an old lady next door to us was very nasty to my brother and I for sitting on her driveway.
Okay.
So we got the bright idea to have a garage sale for her. We got up at 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning, put up homemade cardboard garage sale signs with her address on them, and it said, early birds welcome, in bold letters. We then sat on our driveway, we sat on the gutter a couple of streets down and watched everyone drive in, knock on her door and just continuously ask, I'm here for the garage sale. The best part was they didn't put a date on the signs. So if she didn't find all of the ones they put out, presumably people kept showing up every Saturday. Great idea.
My gosh. That's so funny.
This one says, my wife and I had a neighbour who hated us because their family friends who went through a divorce lived there before us.
Yeah.
Not a reason to hate your new neighbours,
yeah.
But anyways. And they were very mean to his wife and they would park across the driveway when she was about to go to work, threw pieces of wood over the fence, let their dog poo on the front lawn without picking it up. Mm-hmm. You know, pretty petty stuff on their behalf.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
They decided to get them back. So he said that he tried to talk to them like a reasonable human being and just got told to go away.
Go away.
So the husband, who the bad couple, used to brag about how good his lawn was to everybody. So the next time it rained, the neighbour put a whole entire box of stock cubes around the backyard.
Okay.
And so when the rain melted into them, their dog absolutely destroyed the grass because he was trying to dig to find the smell.
Yeah.
Because there's just this beef smell over all the grass.
Oh, wow. That's pretty petty, but clever at the same
time. Very clever. A smart one. Because it's not him destroying it. It's the dog destroying it.
Yeah, that's right.
This one is the person destroying it. He said he poured a bunch of instant mashed potato powder boxes on their lawn. So when it rained, they had a lawn of mashed potato.
Best run so far.
Yes. All right, last one. This is about a fence because we all know about the neighbourly disputes with fences.
Yes, definitely.
So this one says, my mum's neighbour called the city council to demand my mum repair the fence that divided their yards. This neighbour had been pretty crappy for quite some time and her mum was already in the process of getting quotes to fix it and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when the council contacted her mum saying, you have to maintain the fence, she was a bit annoyed by it. So then she asked back, I think this is in America, do I legally have to have a fence? Mm. And they said, no, if you have one, you legally have to maintain it, but you are not legally required to get one. So what did she do?
No fence.
Got rid of the fence. Completely got rid of it. And then the neighbour asked her, being like, when's this new, what have you done kind of thing? She's like, you want a fence? Build it yourself.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks later, the neighbour paid for the fence.
Amazing stuff. You can share your neighbour stories up on our Facebook page, Power FM Ballarat on Facebook. There's a post up there.
Josh and Maddie, Power FM.